what's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus, which is adjacent but annoyingly not a part of the city of Vancouver, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral land of the Coast Salish people, specifically the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. I am Dork, and you're listening to Teachable Moments. And you just heard No Playtime by Necking, which is, I think, a classic. Do you ever, like, wonder, like, do I know, like, the next, or, like, do I know of, like, the next thing that's gonna be remembered in, like, a genre? The answer is maybe. Maybe. So what's up? Every week on this show, we try to figure out what's cool, what's hot, what's poppin', what's not. And something that we haven't really talked about, but I've been thinking about a lot recently, is, like, cool as being fashionable or fashion savvy, according to onlineslangdictionary.com, which is one of my favorite resources. No Playtime is about, like, that song is about, like, gentrification and, like, how the city of Vancouver is, like, kind of, like, decaying in a lot of ways, but that's, like, pretty on trend right now, I would say. Google defined fashion as a popular trend, especially in the styles of dress and ornament or manners of behavior. But then this is, like, what I was thinking of, which was the production and marketing of new styles of goods, especially clothing and cosmetics. So, like, Anna Wintour, Vogue, Oscar de la Renta, fashion. And there's this, I recently moved and there's this van in my new neighborhood that's, like, very, like, cool, whatever. But they have in huge letters, fashion is not art, which I absolutely disagree with, for a lot of reasons. But we'll talk about it after I play a couple songs. So just think on that. If you think fashion is art, call in and let me know. But I'm just going to play a song now. And I chose it not because it has, like, necessarily anything to do with fashion, but because the cover art has, like, all three of the people in it. And they're in, like, very winter fashion. So this is Better Alone by Lucky. Shout out to Lucky. Amazing. One of the best new bands in Vancouver. I love Lucky. They played a show last Friday, the Gal Grayson album release, and some dude called them a chick band, which is, like, okay, like, that's not very cool of you, bro. So this is Better Alone because, honestly, I'd rather be alone than around that person. And also the winter coats. Okay, so you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. See you on the other side.
We'll be right back.
What's up? Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. The show where we just like desperately try to figure out if we're cool. Because I don't know. And I need the validation. So you just heard Modern Art by Other Jesus. And the reason you heard that song was because we're talking about fashion today. Fashion. F-A-S-H-I-O-N. I know how to spell that word, which is pretty impressive. But we're kind of talking about like fashion. Like, is it art? Because I think fashion is super cool. Like, I love fashion. I think that like any time, like I love it for the same reason I love memes, kind of. Like, it's like really accessible and like practical and usable, like art and expression. I guess I just really like utilitarian art. And now we know that's pretty cool. But like, why, like I mentioned before that break, like this van that says fashion is not art that's in my neighborhood. And like, why is fashion like why is it so for so long been considered just like not an art form? And like, I think a big part of it is that fashion is like associated with like being frivolous and being like very feminine, which like is not a reason to not consider like a piece of art. Yeah, all I have my notes for that is frick you, so not art, frick you, dude. But we're gonna move right along here at Teachable Moments, try to learn something new every time. But this is Confessions by Sudan Archives. They are an artist out of LA. They're like a violinist, vocalist, whatever. They remind me a lot, like they remind me a lot of FKA Twigs, who just came out with a new, song, and like new music video. And I was listening to it and watching it. It's very good. I have a lot of thoughts on it. But it just reminded me of Testing. Like, FKA Twigs had a feature on Testing, A$AP Rocky's most recent album, which I think is really good. Like, whatever, Kodak Black is awful and kind of annoyed that he has a feature on it. But really good album. Everyone should check it out. Testing. Came out a bit ago. Came out, like, 2 summer ago-ish. Whatever. Doesn't really matter. I still recommend it. Okay, so this is Confessions by Sudan Archives. You're still listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. So yeah, enjoy.
My presence so painful. Confessions are falling. Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, mateys. Feeling lost at sea? Well, don't fret. From September the 16th to the 20th, CITR is running Degree Navigator to get you acquainted with some great local bands. Get your timbers shivered at the station every day at 12 p.m. with Vancouver's most trusty stars. On Monday is Nice Apple, Tuesday Christina Sheldon, Wednesday Parlor Panther, Thursday Harley Small, and Friday Psy. Come by to get your sea legs in the vast ocean of local music. The booty will be bountiful if you consider new knowledge about what's happening off campus booty.
Broken Pencil, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present
CanZine Vancouver, the city's giant zine fair and festival of underground printed arts.
Celebrating zines, comics, and works of weirdness.
Over 300 on display and for sale.
You won't find this stuff anywhere else, ever.
Only at CanZine, September 21st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Vancouver Public Library.
It's free, and all are welcome.
For complete festival lineup, visit canzine.ca.
So, you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork. I'm broadcasting live from campus. Campus is super hectic right now. I don't know if it doesn't really matter if you went to school at UBC, but right now it's the poster fair, which is literally my least favorite week of the year. It's the worst because people are slow. There's a literal maze of bad posters. Whatever. They might be able to hear me right now, but whatever. I don't like them. I wouldn't buy any of them. I wouldn't buy any of them. It's fine. I'm over it. It'll be over on Friday. It's fine. Anyway, so we're listening to Teachable Moments. Someone just like turned and kind of gave me a dirty look. That's fine. Okay, we're listening to Teachable Moments on CHI 1.9 FM. You, before those messages, you heard Twilight by, I have no idea how to pronounce this artist's name. It's Rixson. It's R-H-I, the number 6, and then N. So if you know how to pronounce it, let me know. But they're out of Philadelphia. And I just thought it was really funny because today on Teachable Moments, we're talking about fashion. Fashion. And for the longest time, I really wanted to look like Bella Swan from Twilight. I thought that she was like the height of fashion ever, like the epitome, epitome, if you will, of like what the heck was cool and cute. Which I guess is like, that's what you want fashion to be, both cool and cute at the same time. Either way, I think it's like very funny. There are like, I feel like in a lot of generations so far with like television and like film, there's like things that are like quintessential fashion moments of that. So like Bella Swan is an absolute milestone or touchstone of 2009 to 2013. Maybe 2012, teenage person fashion. Sex in the City, big one. I don't know. I just think it's funny. They're connected. I don't know. But then I have a question. My notes are always like absolutely unintelligible. But so here's the question. How are fashion and social capital connected? Because like often it's like, oh, that person's cool. Oh, I want to hang out with that person. They dress well. And like they signal that they want that, like they're cool, like by dressing cool. And then I have these are my answers. Wealth, access to resources, originality, creativity, uniform, and status signaling. Uniform, I think, is interesting because like in every scene or whatever, there's like a kind of like unspoken uniform that like everyone wears and everyone kind of looks the same, which is kind of cool. But then like where the like extra coolness or like fashion, like you have a good fashion sense kind of comes in is like if you can take that uniform and then like inject some new, like still participate in it and still wear those clothes and whatever, but like with your own kind of twist. So that's all I have to say about that. But wealth, first one I wrote, if you are wealthy, you can buy more clothes and then you can buy the things that you want to be wearing and then you'll look good, I guess is like kind of the logic. So I'm going to play Rush Push Cash by Tanning Bats from On the Assembly Line of Heads. Been out of Berlin. Very cool, I think. Check them out. But yeah, that's what you're listening to right now, or you're about to be, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Standing in the machine, every day for all my life I used to do it.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamenam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm Dork, and I need your help. That was really, that was like scarier than I intended it to be, but like creepier. But I need to know what's cool. I need help. So I have a show where I just like try to piece it all together. Just try. Today we're talking about fashion. I tried to spell fashion earlier and almost misspelled it, which was cool for me. But yeah. Whoa, excuse me. You just heard Teeth by Birthday Beep. That band disbanded a while ago. It was off of their like latest release, which was in 2017, 26. Love that band. They were so freaking good. But yeah, I just wanted to like have a throwback moment because fashion is cyclical. We can talk about that more after the next couple songs. So this is Maniquí by Isabella Love Story. They played at like Slut Island a couple weeks ago. Yeah, very good. Okay, here you go.
Estoy atrapada, no te puedo tocar, bebé, con tantas ganas te quisiera besar. Quisiera poder llamarte mi novio, me pones loquita, vivo en un manicomio. El amor es obvio y no te puedo decir, enfrente tuyo me quisiera desvestir y enseñarte todo lo que tengo adentro. Quisiera poder decirte lo que siento, pensando en ti todo el día, es como vivir en una pesadilla. Si me dijera una broma me reiría, si pudiera moverme yo rezaría para algún día estar en tus brazos. Yo sé que tú eres un travieso, siento mi corazón atrapado en lazos, palpita tan fuerte como un balazo. Quiero estar a tu piel, te quisiera morder, bebé, soy tu muñeca, mi cabeza está hueca por ti. Róbame y vamos lejos de aquí, te quiero aunque es un maniquí. Róbame y vamos lejos de aquí, te quiero aunque es un maniquí. Quiero estar a tu pies, te quisiera morder, de
Okie dokie. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Deary Deary by Destiny's Child. No apostrophe in Destiny's, just like Destiny's out of Berlin. And then just before that, you heard Isabella Love Story's Manny Cui, produced by Chicken. Bach. The Bach was an addition on my part. If you wanted to research or look them up, just put Chicken. Okay, so on Teachable Moments today, we are wondering, is fashion art? And why is that relevant? Why does it have anything to do with being cool? Because the definition of cool that we're kind of talking about is fashionable or fashion savvy. Fashion is a popular trend, especially in the styles of dress and ornament or manners of behavior, the production of marketing of new styles of goods, especially clothing and cosmetics. Those two songs don't really have a huge amount to do with fashion, but I just wanted to play them. So the next couple songs are definitely on theme because do you guys know what's super hot right now? I like feel like definitively I can say this is cool. Cowboys are super in. I was on Kim Kardashian's Instagram yesterday or maybe this morning, and she just launched Skims, which is basically just like a shapewear line. It doesn't really matter. But Kylie Jenner, like, she got all her family members to like do little clips of like why they love the product so much. And in Kylie Jenner's, she is wearing just the Skims and like red cowboy boots. It's super cool. She looks so cool. But like, that's the level of cool. That's like how explosively cool cowboys are right now. So, you know what else is cool? Supporting local artists. That's super cool to me. Gal Grayson released an album on September 6th called Fantasy Gardens. It's been like in the works for so long. It's the first thing he's released in 3 years, and it's so freaking good. I'm going to play the song Montana, because Montana, I always think of like riding around in like bootcut jeans, like a thick leather, kind of bigger, wider brimmed cowboy hat, and like a red flannel tucked in to the jeans with like a belt. And then maybe like Blundstones, not quite cowboy boots, but yeah, just like in the mountains. So that's what I envision. For that experience. If you are from Montana or like have been to Montana, please let me know if I'm wrong. You can call in. But do it in a nice way. So this is Montana by Gal Grayson. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
tune in to Two Dreamy Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
And in case you don't speak cat, on Friday, September 20th, CITR Discorder, UBC Film Society, and the Blank Vinyl Project are all joining forces to bring you Cool Cat Chit Chat. It's a fall mingler and listening party hosted by UBC's three coolest clubs. It's free, fun, and all ages. Come by the Hatch Gallery in the Nest on Friday, September 20th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. to chit and chat with some cool cats. What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people in the AMS Nest on UBC campus. It's the endish of the day and the endish of my show. Doesn't that work out super nice? Just before those messages, you heard Country Boys by Lee, and just before that, you heard Montana by Gal Grayson. Why? Excellent question. Because the definition of cool that we are exploring, investigating today is fashionable, fashion savvy, which I thought was kind of funny, because like it like automatically, like just having that be the definition, it like automatically implies that like having a cool aesthetic or like wearing cool clothes makes you cool. Which I think is like an interesting way to look at it, because on the show we talk a lot about like social currency or whatever, and it's such a broad topic, but just like instantly, without even thinking about it, like it's such a big part of, or like so like intrinsically like connected. Fashion is cool, which is interesting. I think I'm going to do another episode about fashion, because I feel like I didn't really get to talk about it as much as I would have wanted to. I had too much dope music that I wanted to play. I feel like, I remember I had this conversation with somebody like a few years ago, it must have been, but we were talking about fashion and like fashion risks, and they said, and I remember because I was like, you are so right. I like complimented them on something and they were like, oh, like, thank you. I wasn't really sure about it, but whenever I wear something that like I get kind of nervous about or that I think is kind of out there, people are always, that's when I get the most compliments. And I was like, oh my gosh, totally. Like, you just have to like everyone thinks kind of the same thing as our same thing is cool in a lot of ways, but what makes the person cool is that they put that on and like they put themselves out there to like do that. So like when you wear like a loud shirt or anything like that, like ostentatious shoes, something that like is actually eye-catching, that is cool because like you're doing it. I feel like a lot of the show is also just like a confidence booster, which I'm okay with. But that being said, it can be a hit and a miss. And you know what? I'm going to play Hit and Miss by Nice Apple because I want to tie it in and be relevant. Fashion is tough, but not as tough as the cruel world of people who aren't that cool and people who are cool and just trying to figure that out. Okay, so this is Hit and Miss. Almost done with the show. Okay, enjoy.
We'll be right back.
What's Up. You just heard Hit and Miss by Nice Apple, who's actually going to be playing at the station next Monday, so in a little less than a week, at noon. Freaking love that band. But we've reached the end of the show. Unfortunately, I know I'm sorry. I'm just going to play Slacks by Booty EP from What and the Who Now, because it was the only song that I could find that like actually named an article of clothing. So I was like, well, I have to do it. You know what I mean? So this is Slacks. And thus concludes this episode of Teachable Moments. I feel like we learned a lot. I feel like, yeah, it was a good... it was maybe productive. Whatever. So this is Slacks. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. See you next week. Stay cool.